Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Athletic did a very interesting article, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
They went to most betrayed quarterbacks in the National Football League, meaning quarterbacks who did their job enough to win, but the team around them, defense, special teams, coaching, whatever have you, went against the quarterback's efforts.
Yeah, left him hanging.
Right. What do you think about this list, first of all?
I mean, I think it's interesting to look at the betrayal index, and it's just basically telling you when a quarterback is playing his ass off and you guys want to give him a loss because his team lost the game, then it doesn't belong there, right? Like, if he, and it's easy to look at some of the guys at the top to say, yeah, this guy's having an excellent season from a statistical standpoint, but his team's not winning.
Right.
And that's why you see some of the names up top.
Now, Joe, how do you explain it?
It is explained by The Athletic right. as the difference between a quarterback's EPA and the defense's / special teams EPA.
EPA meaning?
Expected points added.
Exactly. So we'll give you the ranking as it is. The top five, Josh Allen, Jordan Love.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
Makes sense.
Baker Mayfield, which I'm surprised. He's 5-1.
Well, because if you look at what he's had to do to win those games.
Right.
Like, he's had to be spectacular to have that record they have.
And Dak Prescott. The only team, I mean, Lamar Jackson has the worst record in here. At 1-3. He's 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else except the Cowboys has a winning record. Patrick Mahomes is down here, too. You know who's down here who's ranked number 6 in this?
Who?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, Tua. I ain't even saying that last name.
Yeah, he's ranked number 6. He's between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, and I think some of that, too, is when we look at it. Go look at the games and see where they were in those games and who gave up what. Did somebody fumble the ball away when you're driving? Did a wide receiver drop a pass? Did you take the lead and your defense just give it right back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these things are going to factor into this when you talk about the EPA and what you're expected to get. It's almost like it's not war, but it's just trying to tell you like how the person is playing. You know what it is? It's like an XFIP when you're trying to remove something to try to show you how good the player's been. I think that's something you look at. Or BABIP. I know that's one of your favorites. Yeah. Batted balls in play. It kind of tells you, hey, he's hitting the ball. He's just hitting it right at somebody. This is telling you these quarterbacks are playing extremely well. They deserve better from what they've gotten.
So do your eyes match what The Athletic is saying?
For four of them, the only one I didn't, and again, I didn't look enough at it, would be Jordan Love. Like, I was surprised to hear his name. I wasn't surprised to hear Josh Allen because when you look at it, he's still putting up amazing numbers. And then he just lost two games. He didn't have a great game against, was it the Pats? Or he had a subpar game in there. But, like, you think about week one. Look at what he did, and his defense gave up 40 points. He just happened to score 41.
Yeah, you sure it wasn't the Falcons?
I think that's it, the Falcons. He had a bad game against them, not the Patriots.
I think Jordan Love, though, he's ranked as the fourth quarterback on here. Which probably says that does a lot for it because he's ranked so high and the team around him has not played as great because I don't think they have. I think he's done a lot to contribute to wins more so than all the guys around him.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just the only one I didn't picture being in there.
Right. I mean, it, what was it, 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys, 27-18 against the Bengals, and that game was closer than the score indicated.
Where are the Eagles on there?
You mean Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts. I feel like he's got to be down that list.
He's not on it.
Yeah, I feel like he's got to be. He's played poorly, man.
Yeah.
He's just one game.
So you don't think he should be? Oh, you're saying you don't think he should be?
Yeah. Again, that's a team that's 4-2. Like, if you looked at them and you looked at Buffalo, same type of trajectory. You start off 4-0, lose your last two games. They've been very fortunate to be where they're at right now. So, I mean, as you start looking at some of the other quarterbacks on the list, like, you know, I started thinking about guys like Trevor Lawrence, where their teams have been in a lot of close games. And who else? C.J. Stroud, has his offense let him down? Is that something you look at?
He's 26th.
Who?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. It makes sense, though.
26th. His fact, he's a plus 10, meaning they're doing better than he is.
Is he still a top five quarterback since he won the Super Bowl last year? Well, people were naming him top five last year after winning the Super Bowl.
He's closer to the bottom than he is to the top. At the bottom would be Trevor Lawrence, and then just above him would be Bo Nix.
Mm. All right.
Then Cam Ward, Joe Flacco, Justin Herbert, C.J. Stroud, Michael Penix Jr., Jalen Hurts.
Okay. I mean, I think the guys up top make total sense to me, and Dak being number one with the way he's been playing. If you'd have had me guess, that's who I would have said number one, and then I probably would have said Lamar right after that.
Yeah, so Baker Mayfield's up there though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when you think about it, like, he's not one I would have thought
about.
So
your eyes match what the index says.
At least for two of them, yeah. But the Baker Mayfield thing makes sense now when you look at how many close games they've played that maybe shouldn't have been a close game.
Yeah, because even though you're winning games, doesn't mean your team's not betraying you.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's betrayal actually ends up in losses. That's the difference. I'm surprised Spencer Rattler is so high up there.
Where's he at?
He's top 10.
Well, because he's played well. I mean, like,
he's 8.
Let me pull up.
He's Spencer. Above Daniel Jones.
Spencer Rattler, I can't believe I'm saying this because I would have never expected this. And you being a South Carolina guy.
Yeah, I thought it was trash.
So Spencer Rattler this season, he has 1,200 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and only 1 pick.
What's his passer rating?
Passer rating, his QBR is 60.3. That's different. Passer rating, where's for the season?
If you're on ESPN, they're not going to show you.
Yeah, it's not. So I'm on ESPN.
They are self
They just do the promoting. QBR.
Yeah, they're self-promoting.
But like, so his pass, in October.
Passer rating is 91.9.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah. For a guy, I mean, you're great
him
on a curve.
Yeah, for him, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Better than I thought he would be. Passer rating, yeah. QBR, like you said, he's averaging about 203 yards passing per game. He played in, he's about on track. But last year he had 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He was horrible. Passer rating was 70. So he's played well. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.